All right, guys, welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. Got another great show lined up for you today. Kind of chilly here. It's really crazy. I mean, we go from 90 degrees with almost 100% humidity down to, I don't know, feels like in the 30s. Obviously, it's not that cold, but man, I went out for a bike ride this morning and I was shivering. It's unbelievable. You get that wind blowing on you, it's kind of cloudy and gloomy, and it's just not normal, guys. This is like late March, early April weather in June. Another good case for weather modification technology being put to use. Anyway, great guest today, guys. We got Eric Schein, Lieutenant Eric Schein, government whistleblower. He's an ex-Marine. We'll be hearing his interesting story and experiences. They basically have tried to label him quite aggressively so as a manic depressive and trying to get him on medications, label him as a quack. In order to discredit him because he's ripping the lid off of him. So we'll be hearing from him in a moment. Before I go into the announcements, I just wanted to go over a couple very interesting news items here. Last night, Ron Paul beats the pants off of all the other candidates in the debates up in New Hampshire. If you go to MSNBC, you'll see that their poll shows that he got 61% support. 61%. This is astonishing. The next in line, well, there were four different categories, but in both cases, the next ones in line was it Romney and then Giuliani at about 9 or 10%. But Ron Paul had 61%. So that's you know, 51% higher than the next one in line. So he is just going to town. This is awesome. This is very good news, very welcome news. Another story came out yesterday. Experts cast doubt. This is Yahoo News, guys. This is mainstream news. Experts cast doubt on credibility of JFK airport terror plot. So, you know, I've been telling people from day one when this story came out a few days ago, you watch, there'll be evidence coming out that this story is a scam, because they all have been. All of these terror alerts, if you waited long enough, you know, you'll see that. I didn't expect it to come quite so quickly, but here we go. Yahoo News saying that, yeah, the experts are in agreement. This story doesn't add up. Scooter Libby sentenced yesterday, 30 months in jail. My, my, my. And finally, The Guardian had an article yesterday, a poll showing that the majority in England now believe that the government had a role in the 7/7 bombings back in 05. So very interesting news. Very interesting indeed. I certainly hope Ron Paul has some good bulletproof a good bulletproof vest, maybe a bulletproof car. Maybe he can buy an old Pope-mobile or something. The Pope got shooken up today. It was in Yahoo News. I guess somebody in a crowd leaped forward and grabbed onto the Pope-mobile. He had some protest banner that he was holding. Yeah, the police quickly assailed him, but I don't know the whole story yet. I haven't even read the article. I just saw the headline. But, boy, that guy gets as much security, if not more, in fact, than the illegal occupier of the White House, interestingly enough. Anyway, and, of course, as you recall, a few weeks ago, there was a story about an Italian journalist complaining about the Pope in the media, made some derogatory remarks, some politically incorrect remarks, or maybe religiously incorrect, I guess we could say, in this case. And the Pope declared him a terrorist. Oh, even the Pope's getting in the act with this scam. All right, guys, we'll be right back. I got a couple more quick announcements, and then we're going to be introducing our guest. Should be very interesting. Stick with us.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hey guys, welcome back to True Threats Radio. It's your host Charlie Giuliani. We're going to have Lieutenant Eric Schein on here in just a second. I just want to go over a few quick announcements. Just a reminder, we're still having the pledge drive here at RBN. We're asking that you give what you can to help keep this network going, keep these great shows on the air. You can do that by calling 800-724-2719, extension 116. After 6 p.m., extension 115. Again, that's 800-724-2719, extension 116. After 6 p.m., you want to type in or use the 115 extension. And you can also donate by going to republicbroadcasting.org. You can donate through PayPal. By the way, that's Central Time. I think I said Eastern. It's Central Time. Or you can write to the RBN office, and that's at 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, that's the RBN office, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Quick reminder as well, if you're interested in getting any of my books, particularly Piercing the Fog of 9/11, and or the New World Disorder, they're now available on lulu.com. That's L-U-L-U.com. And the best way to locate them on there is just to use the website's search function and just type in my name, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I, and you'll see my books come up along with a couple others, and I'll have more coming up in the coming months. Okay, guys, without any further ado, I want to introduce today's guest. Again, Lieutenant Eric Schein, a former Marine, a whistleblower, who's been demonized, attacked left and right. They tried to get him on medication, I guess, to say that he's mentally unstable and depressed. And, you know, this is just par for the course whenever you speak out against government corruption and expose them. This is what happens to you. So, yeah, well, Eric, I want to welcome you to the show. Are you there, Eric? Okay, I was told that they did have...
Can you hear me, Charles?
Yeah, loud and clear. Yeah.
Thanks.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Glad to have you.
Not a Marine, merchant Marine, and naval officer of a naval commission.
Okay.
Coming out Kings Point is the United States Merchant Marine Academy. It was established as a valid federal and military service, or I should say reestablished, in 1936 with the Merchant Marine Act of 1936 that was passed by Congress. And Roosevelt christened the academy in 43, saying that it would serve the Merchant Marine, United States Merchant Marine, as West Point serves the military and as Annapolis serves the Navy.
So from what years did you serve? From when to when?
Still am, according to the Department of Homeland Security and U.S. Coast Guard.
Oh, really? They still had...
I graduated in 1991, but they've been... they brought charges against me in 2003. One of the Coast Guard officers who was involved in covering up corruption with a shipping company and also investigating an explosion and dumping of hazardous materials on board a vessel that I was on and had attempted to stop, A, both the explosion and, B, the dumping of hazardous materials... He investigated it, tries to blame me for it, and then waits 2 years in time as the shipping companies and the Federal Officers Association and Coast Guard and others rough me up, play a bunch of games, carry on a bunch of programs like blacklisting and more, you know, preventing me from... they denied me work on one naval vessel because I didn't have small arms training through the Federal Officers Association or union, even though I went to a military academy. And that goes into labor racketeering and more. They actually gave the job to two guys that didn't have the training themselves and then were afforded the training after they got the job and got on board. And neither of them actually went to a maritime academy. They were not graduates of either the Federal Maritime Academy or the state academies. And so it's a program of they're placing people on board, A, to get votes, to keep them in office, you know, within the Officers Association. They're basically working for the shipping companies. The Officers Association or union actually receives the majority of its administrative costs as paid for by the shipping companies, as paid for by the United States to the shipping companies. We are valid federal and, you know, oftentimes military officers on board, and that all goes towards issues of civil defense and national security. But they're using, President Bush has come out and said that the regulators should work more closely with the regulated, meaning that, you know, the Coast Guard should work more closely with the shipping companies. And you know, if anybody does a little bit of research or reads a couple definitions, that's the pretty much fits into the definition of fascism.
Well, apparently you need to brush up on your kiss-up skills. I guess that's what qualifies you today. You said you were roughed up. In you mean physically?
Yes, and I mean, you know, when you have U.S. Marshals kicking in the door to your home. When they seized my home, they actually pulled me over in L.A. when I was trying to file an appeal at the federal district court, took my vehicle from me, had me down on the ground across from Senator Kerry's campaign going on across the street, had other federal officers tell me that I should put a gun to my head and blow myself away, and this is in the midst of, you know, intense attacks upon me and, you know, not only in deprivation of work or blacklisting and more, but physical threats and people trying to pick fights with me and all sorts of other stuff going on. The Coast Guard or Homeland Security actually put out a bolo on me saying that I may be dangerous. I had gone into the FBI office in San Diego, which is notorious, involving 911 and many other incidents. And you see Blackwater's moving into San Diego, and, you know, Duncan Hunter, congressman from down there, he's actually running for president, and I guess he's trying to set up his son to take over his office and run for the position and take it over. But Carol C. Lamb, one of the eight U.S. attorneys that was recently fired, she came into play. She actually filed a motion opposing. I was trying to get them to stop what they were doing. Only problem was that the attorneys who were representing me were actually working for the defendants. They had forced counsel upon me. And in San Diego, Carol C. Lamb, the U.S. attorney down there, filed a motion seeking basically the divine right of kings. And so I was getting it from all sides, and this is just a fraction of the stuff that was going on.
Divine right of kings. I actually said that?
It's sovereign immunity. They had sought for, you have to understand what administrative law judges are from Article 2 proceedings. They're not judges. They're not real judges. They're not part of the judiciary. They're hearing officers. They're just like a police commissioner or anyone else. And they're there to investigate and actually have hearings and allow any and all information to come in and basically, you know, not only build a record but protect a record and not pick and choose what comes in, especially aggressively trying to block information. But they Carol C. Lamb sought, quote-unquote, sovereign immunity, which is a divine right of kings, and also qualified judicial immunity for these administrative law judges who are part of the executive branch, who are A, are not supposed to have sovereign immunity, and B, are, you know, because they're executive officers, if they do something wrong, they're supposed to be held accountable, and the agency or department. But they've set up such a system to basically excuse the corruptions and even activities of people, you know, acting under the authority of their position, who are acting well outside the scope of their position. And when you think about that and then look a little bit deeper into who Carol C. Lamb is, she was born and raised in China. She's now left her position as U.S. attorney, of course, and she's now working for Qualcomm in San Diego, which is a employer that's been abusing HB1 visas and bringing in software engineers and others from overseas, from India and other countries. So you see where her loyalties lie.
Unbelievable. I mean, initially all you did was just what? Just open your mouth? I mean, you talked to some people? Did you even go to the press? I mean, it's not like you
were engaged.
I tried.
They actually used that against me. The Federal Officers Association, the individual who's still president of the Federal Officers Association or union, they refer to it as a union, but it's really not. It's like a police officers association. In fact, it's a federal contractor itself and federal employer, and it's in a very, you know, unique position because all the services and all the things that it provides to us come from federal contracts, and they're supposed, it's like Halliburton or KBR. And the reason for this is because we're on board, you know, large ocean-going vessels, far more than 100 ton, but it includes anything over 100 ton. Most of the vessels we work on or have worked on in the past, they're 800, you know, they're enormous container ships or they're large ocean-going tank ships like the Exxon Valdez, you know, VLCC, very large crude carriers, or ULCCs, ultra-large crude carriers. And instead, the whole industry is in an upheaval to where now 97% of all our cargo is carried by foreign flag vessels, excuse me, under foreign control, under foreign laws, to where many, like you've heard of the movement of Halliburton to Dubai, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's not the first company that's been doing that. American, and this has been going on for some time. American Lines. Yeah.
Talk about contracting out. I tell you what, we got a break coming up. Hold that thought. We'll pick up right there when we get back. Stick with us, folks.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Okay, welcome back, guys, to the Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We have our guest here, Eric Schein. Just before the break, we're talking about, I guess we could call it government outsourcing. Are you there, Eric?
Yeah, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was talking about American President Lines. It was our premier flag carrier for the longest period of time. It and Matson, there's a bunch of other ones. Crowley's now the largest maritime employer in the United States. But American President Lines used to name all of its vessels after American presidents. It now names them the APL China, APL Guam, APL Taiwan, APL Korea, and more. And in 1997, the administration sought to sell, and they went and filed a request or report with the Federal Maritime Commission to sell APL, American President Lines, which included stack trains, port, gantry cranes, actual port facilities, and more, to Neptune Orient Lines, which is owned majority stake by the Singaporean government. Singapore has been a pirate capital forever. So has Dubai and a lot of these other countries, you know, Liechtenstein, even Switzerland. And basically what they did was they took a U.S. government corporation that was built and paid for by U.S. taxpayer dollars, not only in Title 11 capitalization loans for building ships at low cost, low interest, but also the federal officers on board are paid for, and they call them subsidies, but they're not. It's actually, you know, payment to valid federal and even military officers who were on board working paid for by the U.S. taxpayers to pay our salaries, our pensions, and basically fund these enormous federal trusts that have been set up over decades that are now under attack, that they're dissolving and placing in their own pocket, just as if they were the gold in Fort Knox, part of our gold reserve, that all of a sudden they decided to sell off and give to themselves and then move it out of the country.
What a racket.
Yeah, well, think about it. 97% of our cargo is now carried by foreign flag vessels. Less than 1% of that is actually inspected. And not only does that open up huge issues with civil defense, national security, but it also opens up huge opportunities for rackets and insurance scams on, cargo insurance as far as containers or even any kind of cargo, bulk cargo like oil or crude oil or anything coming into the country or leaving the country.
Tell me something. Are you the only one in your, your, not troop, but your...
industry?
Yeah. I mean, is there anybody else that has been speaking out about this?
Well, no one's really figured out as much as I have or been forced into what's going on as deeply. The more actions they're using, like this is one of the things that I was introduced to it in 1995, 96, where the shipping companies are using the Coast Guard, which is the licensing authority to some for some respects. I actually got my license and my, you know, rights as a federal maritime officer from Congress. I was congressionally appointed to the Merchant Marine Academy.
Wow.
And I also come out with a, it's a sister academy to West Point Annapolis. I mean, it's one of the five federal academies. But I also come out with a presidential appointment as a commissioned officer in the United States Navy on special duty in the United States Merchant Marine. And when you think about that and you think about what's happened to the industry, you start to realize that we're in, you know, some deep trouble here, and that if people would pay a little bit more attention to things like, you know, the United States Merchant Marine, most people don't even understand what the Merchant Marine is or what we do. When you talk about it, people say, oh, you're in the Marines, isn't your hair kind of long, or, you know, where are you stationed, et cetera, et cetera. And when you think about that, the travesty of that, because we are a maritime power, and if you read or understand any of the things that have been put out by a man named Alfred Thayer Mahan, who we had to study at the academy, he lived in the late 1800s. He spoke of projection of power and sea power to where it's a commercial fleet that leads the way. Normally, you know, even if you want to look into Marco Polo and the fleets that were going by land of these cargo caravans, you know, by Camelback and more in the Middle East, it's usually the commercial enterprise that goes out first, or the commercial fleet, and then it's followed by when you start having problems because people start to raid the caravans or the cargo or the vessels, commercial vessels and more, then the Navy or combatants follow to protect it. We had problems in Tripoli back in the 1800s, and we built a large deepwater Navy, you know, there were sailing ships at the time, to go over there and to put an end to it because our commercial vessels were being raided. Even now, China, though, we basically passed on not only the ability or the means, but also the reason for China to build a large deepwater Navy, because they have the majority of the cargo. They carry the majority of the cargo for the world now, but people don't understand that many people within our corporations and the government administration are involved in setting up these satellite companies in foreign nations that they have a leg in on. So they're actually taking U.S. government...
Personally profiting.
Sorry?
They're personally profiting from it.
Yeah, but to the detriment of our country. It's not just
right. Making
money. I mean,
but obviously, this goes much higher than just them. I mean, Washington must know this, and they're, you know, rolling off the red carpet as well.
Yes.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, this is just incredible. This is treason, guys. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back. Very interesting stuff.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back to True Threats Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We're joined by Eric Schein, whistleblower. You know, this, again, you can only describe this as absolute treason. I mean, here they are, like you said, compromising national security while they're supposed to be so concerned about national security. We've got homeland security, multi-billion dollar industry, designed supposedly to protect this country from outside threats, and yet here we are making ourselves totally vulnerable. You know, obviously, Lieutenant Schein, we're dealing here with more than just profiteering. There has to be another agenda involved here, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear, but it's grand theft or profiteering on such a large scale. You know, the New World Order, North American Union, NAFTA Superhighway, all that stuff.
That's where I was going with that, yeah. It seems like
But it's the same old game that they've been playing for thousands of years. If you look at the German Republic and what Hitler did and how he used the Autobahn to marry all the provinces of Austria, Bavaria, the German republics together, it's the same thing that Eisenhower did in the military-industrial complex here with the intrastate and interstate highway systems. These enormous building projects, I mean, the Romans did it forever, using roads to not just only invade, but then, you know, maintain possession, using them to then create commerce, trade, transportation. The transportation sector, especially on a large scale, is a way to seize control of and to invade and conquer. I mean, if you think of if that NAFTA superhighway goes through, it's going to split the United States in half. It's 1,200 feet wide, supposedly, you know, when they're done with it. 10-mile variance on either side. That's a 20-mile-plus wide swath of land going from Mexico through the United States into Canada. And then, coincidentally, eminent domain gets passed in the Kelo versus Connecticut decision, and it's also tied to the World Trade Center decision or what's been going on there with the insurance and more. The World Trade Center itself had the inherent powers of eminent domain to it as an enormous public trust that was set up with both public and private funds. And what they tried to do there with Silverstein and the insurance scam and taking the buildings down. And, I mean, anyone who looks at the information regarding everything around 911, even the circumstantial and coincidental evidence, forget about how the buildings came down and everything else, looking at the bearer bonds, the gold bullion, all of the other things that disappeared from those buildings. And then you look at, you know, forget about Giuliani, but the fact that all of the metal from the buildings, or the majority of it, was basically sequestered and then moved out of the country, you know, that's a crime scene, and evidence was destroyed. A lot of this went into landfills even here around the country, and they're discovering, you know, bits and pieces of it.
The biggest crime scene in American history, as a matter of fact.
And you would think that, yeah, exactly. It was actually cornered off, cordoned off to disallow any other state, local, or even other federal authorities from looking into. I think even the NTSB was blocked from going in there, and they had FEMA, who had locked down, you know, the site itself, and wouldn't let other authorities go in to investigate. And that's basically as
I was there about a year and a half after they had, you know, pretty much cleaned the debris, but they were still doing work under the sub-basement levels. They had it must have been about a 60-foot-tall fence, fortress fence, all around the thing. You couldn't get in there. And it was lined on the inside by this white screen mesh. And you could not see anything inside there very clearly. It was very blurry. Forget taking pictures. I mean, it's obvious. Right. They had a lot to hide.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, even if you think about the number, there were banks in the bottom of that building. All the different units had their own levels of securities and monies and bearer bonds and gold and valuable possessions. When you look at all the tenants, I mean, just the records alone, there was insurance companies in there, Lloyd's, ABS, American Bureau of Shipping, all sorts of large corporate firms that have been involved in shipping and more over the course of time, that all this stuff was, you know, I mean, if you look at not just the Reichstag fire, but any type of destruction of records that goes on, or of a facility or building, the things that are destroyed in there, a lot of times some of the most valuable things are the records themselves. And if you think about what's happened here in the country with Katrina and more, there was a lot of records and information stored in those buildings. But when you think about behind the scenes...
Well, the SEC, Security Exchange Commission, had their office in there, and it had all the Enron investigation records.
Well, and that's important, and it's a good point that you bring up, too, because then you start looking a little bit wider, and you bring up just the issue of the SEC, and you think of Congressman or former Congressman Christopher Cox, who's out here from California, and he had actually found a stash of helium, which is much like our gold reserves. Helium is worth more than by weight than gold. He found this stash of helium from the First World War involving Zeppelins and the Germans and more. We were the only manufacturer of helium in the United States prior to and a little while after World War II. And that's why we had nixed the contracts with the Germans when they marched into when the Third Reich marched into Poland and Czechoslovakia, and we had deals to supply helium for the Graf Zeppelin and Hindenburg and others, they were actually oversized for hydrogen because hydrogen is more buoyant than helium. You don't need as much. And so when they had put hydrogen in, because we had cut the contracts and wouldn't provide them with a helium because we were afraid that they were going to use it for the war effort. And if you look at what helium is actually used for, this large stash of, you know, just like I said, it's almost like a gold reserve or a gold reserve of sorts, just like the National Strategic Oil Reserve. This helium was discovered 70 years later, and then Congressman Christopher Cox cut deals across the aisle with Democrats and Republicans to sell it to private interests. And then because he did such a good job on that in glad-handing and patting people on the back and selling this U.S. Treasury asset, he was dubbed head of the SEC by President Bush so that he could basically do the same thing as head of the SEC that he did in selling off this U.S. taxpayer, you know, Treasury asset. And then when you take a look and you talk about reserves like that, like our National Strategic Oil Reserve, it's the very same thing. Our gold reserve, which is stored at Fort Knox and, you know, other places, part of it was in the World Trade Center. Federal Reserve had a good chunk of it. And when you look at the National Strategic Oil Reserve, the gold reserve has not been audited since 1958. And even that audit in 1958 was a joke. And, they didn't pull out every single bar and carry out, you know, weights and measures on, you know, every single bar to make sure that it's the gold of the, you know, a troy ounce or whatever. I think there's 360-odd thousand gold bullion bars, and that has not been audited. Well, think about most criminals. They're opportunists. That's a huge opportunity. That's like saying, for the next 50 or 60 years, we're not going to audit your checking account. You know, and we don't want you to keep a ledger on it. What do you think the health and wealth and welfare of that checking account is going to be and your life if you haven't basically, you know, paid any attention to it? But then you look at the National Strategic Oil Reserve, and President Bush just moved another $40 billion to that we paid for with our tax dollars, you know, out of our pocket to take it off the market. And then they go ahead and take it off the market, which raises the cost at the pump. That affects, you know, supply and demand. So we paid for it in several ways, but even worse, not only did we pay for that $40 billion out of U.S. taxpayer dollars, they're taking that oil, putting it in the reserves, moving it out of the country, and selling it on the spot market through Navy contracts and under commercial and governmental vessels and contracts outside the country. I've actually, you know, witnessed portions of this going on. I've actually left Israel or Texas on September 1st, 2001, right before the World Trade Center events happened on September 11th, on a commercial vessel that's now, you know, basically at the bottom of the ocean. The contracts and everything else are all destroyed and hidden, and it was moving JP-5, JP-8 under Navy contracts to Israel in advance of September 11th, you know, so that they could either buoy up Israel in case, you know, people didn't know how this was all going to play out with September 11th. And anyone, you know, to think that they didn't know is a fool and doesn't realize who's had access to our intel services for very long and that this information's been being used against us. You can look a little bit deeper into the World Trade Center incidents and look at people like Marvin Bush having a leg in on through the security firm that had control of and had the federal contracts for the World Trade Center up and until the day of September 11th. When you start looking at all this stuff, you start to realize that not only have we been had, and in a big way, in this, you know, catastrophic event that's been basically a self-inflicted wound, but also that we've been had for a very, very, very long time, and we're still being had. You know, all the lies about the war, WMDs, these guys have every intent to keep us in war, at war, as long as possible so that they can continue to steal.
Yeah, so many people say, you know, the Iraq war is a miserable failure, and, you know, they don't realize that to them it's a whopping success. It's not a failure at all.
Oh, yeah.
It's a long, they well, wanted to drag
what out. What about the $9 billion that was missing in Iraq? When you start to analyze that critically and start to apply a little bit of reason to it, that $9 billion in cash that was trucked over there, shipped over there, planed over there, or, you know, flown over there, they basically opened up the museums when we hit the country, let the locals take whatever they didn't want, and then brought in tiger teams to hit the museums, take what they wanted, go ahead and move it out of the country, sell it on the black market, give it to their friends who had invested in all of this, and then use the $9 billion to go around and buy up the other antiquities that they really didn't, you know, have time to grab or weren't as, you know, invaluable or as valuable. And then they went and used U.S. taxpayer dollars to go buy up the other antiquities and then move them out of the country and sell them off. The very same thing that they did in Afghanistan that had one of the largest gold treasures of antiquities in the world, tens of thousands of pieces of gold antiquities, that they went ahead and, you know, this enormous treasure disappeared when we hit Afghanistan. And then later on, quite some time down the road, the whole thing, without one piece missing, reappears, which, you know, most people, given human nature, would think that something would disappear or be damaged or, you know, that there would be some sticky fingers in between or whatever. Somebody taking their little piece off the top for doing such a good job on securing the entire treasure. This entire treasure reappears and is put back in place, but it's enormously secure and no one has access to it. If you think of the rich ruling elite and their ability to make replica diamond, you know, bracelets and necklaces and the same thing for gold antiquities, they basically stole that entire treasure, gold-plated it, and then put it back in place and have the original antiquities stashed somewhere. And it's the very same thing that they did with the with Nazi Germany, the German
sure.
Republic, World War II, Italy, and more.
It's probably in David Rockefeller's personal collection on Fifth Avenue somewhere.
Yeah, right.
You know, the crimes are just absolutely staggering. And people wonder, you know, obviously, you can see the economy's a mess. We're on the edge of a complete collapse. The dollar is constantly dropping against the euro. And
as they're saying, everything is fine and that there's growth. And
I mean, how can it be? We've got the highest national debt, the highest deficit spending problem in the history of this country, rivals anything ever seen before. And
what do you think? Orwell and Huxley, though, they point that out because this has been a program that is used and has been used forever, for thousands of years, to tear down a civilization. If you look at the similarities between Rhodes, the Colossus, which was this enormous statue at Rhodes, when that statue came down, that civilization came down and was torn apart and basically sold off. When the wall fell in Russia, the USSR, and you have to remember the USSR was a, you know, series or system or union of republics, much like here in the United States, a different set of ideologies or doctrines, but it was still based upon the Greek city-states and, you know, things that had come before. You know, many people would argue the difference, but, you know, we had always and have always, all civilizations have looked to the past to try to create themselves. They were trying to do something better as we were here, do it in their own way. We all disagree on ideology. You know, I believe that our founding fathers had created a pretty perfect instrument to not only protect but to maintain and even restore the republic. But these things are all being taken down. And when you see the wall in Russia fall, the USSR, everything had already been basically staked out and was already up for sale well before the wall came down. And when the wall came down, it was basically, you know, I was over there in Georgia, former Soviet Republic, and then also in Bulgaria and a couple other places. And I saw the aftermath of what was going on and everything. I mean, they were literally taking steel, rolled steel, raw materials, anything that was left over from the former Soviet Union, and selling it all on the black market. And that's literally what's going on here, not only with public assets and public trusts and government corporations, but even with private assets and industries and technology and resources here in the United States. Everything is already up for grab. The only problem is, you know, you can look at the World Trade Center as, quote-unquote, the wall coming down, or as that marker to all those who would tear down and sell off civilization. Or, you know, I don't know if there's some other event, but when the North American Union hits, the whole point in all of this is if there is no more United States in name, then everything is up for grab. All U.S. Treasury assets, even think about it, if there is no more United States in name, all of our technology has been patented, or there's copyright and trademark and more. All of that will basically be dissolved. And when you think of what a bankruptcy is, or a change in title, that's exactly what our Constitution was. The old crown families of Europe owned and controlled the colonies as corporations. We said, no, we're taking control of this. We're declaring bankruptcy, a change in title. We're seizing the land and resources and rights and setting things up under a rule of law and setting up a system of governance. They're trying to do the same thing now.
Right back again. Yeah, history is repeating itself all over again. Very interesting stuff, guys. You don't want to miss any more of this. It just gets worse and worse the more we look into this. We'll be talking a lot more about this when we get back. Stick with us.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
8822. All right, guys. Back here on Two Thirds Radio, it's your host Charlie Giuliani, and again we got Lieutenant Shine on here talking about his whistleblowing attempts and the trouble that he's run into. I'm trying to remember where we left off before the break. I got distracted. I was working on something.
Talking about some of the larger issues, but I want to, because you brought up the issue of whistleblowing, is throw that in, is that in our profession and what we do as federal maritime officers, we're supposed to have this administrative system. Back in the 1920s, 1930s, and this grew out of, Inked of New York and the Molly Maguires and Knights of Columbus and all the civil unrest and, you know, bombings and all sorts of other stuff going on in the late 1800s and early 1900s, where, you know, the United States was basically pulling the same stuff it's doing now, but as oppressive, if not more so. They came out with, ways to handle systems or grievances within the various industries, and Congress saw that it was important for industry to understand that it is to bear the cost and responsibility of any and all redress, you know, basically taking the Constitution into our daily lives and saying that first and foremost, administratively, whether it's federal service, state service, public service, or private service, an industry, a department, an agency, a corporation, a business is to guarantee all those things that we, you know, feel so dearly, you know, within the Constitution, due process and more, that you're not supposed to lose a job unless you're given due process, that it's supposed to be for cause, that you're not supposed to lose a job just because, you know, somebody feels like it, especially if you're a federal officer, like these eight U.S. attorneys that just happened,
right,
the firings, that they cannot do their job, the Constitution and rule of law, unless the rule of law and Constitution protects them in their position. It's just like any federal troops. They have to be well-protected, well-provisioned for, well-provided for, to the point that they can't just be taken out or taken off the job. Like, a perfect example is the Family Medical Leave Act. It's a federal law. There's also state laws that go to it, that if you have a family member that dies or becomes, you know, sick, on their deathbed, or not even on their deathbed if they're sick, whether it's a mother, father, husband, wife, children, or more, that you're granted leave to take care of this. And the reason for that is, A, that the business is supposed to have the wisdom to understand that this is the right thing to do, and that it's going to affect their own operations if they lose these individuals who have great institutional knowledge, et cetera, and more. And that they actually incur costs because of it, but because of human nature and people being small-minded and not being able to get their mind around some of these issues, they feel that they want to be able to just, you know, somebody's mother is dying of cancer, that they're spending too much time away from work, and instead of trying to figure out or manage the situation better, they want to be able to just fire them and replace them because it's, you know, causing a little bit of disturbance in them doing their job. Is that the music coming up?
Nope. No, you're all set. For people that... Oh, I guess it was. You heard it, and I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah, another short break.
Stick with us.
Yeah, but anyways, we'll be right back.
And it goes to... It's very important. It goes to the grievance systems that are supposed to be there in place.
Right. Okay, stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.